Yeah, I've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Preston. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Actually, Preston, my name is Yamin, and I am, I work for Fred Loya. I do have the member on the other line. She's been trying to get a hold of you guys and couldn't get through. I do have a policy number if you want that.
Yes, hold on one second. Let me first take the customers. What is the customer's first and last name?
Merlene Dotson.
Okay, can you spell Merlene?
Merlene.
Okay, so you said Merlene, and you said
correct.
Dobson.
Uh-huh.
How's that spelled? D-O-B?
D-O-T as in Thomas, S-O-N.
Okay. D-O-T-S-O-N. And do you have the customer's phone number?
Area code 210. Well, the one that she is on the policy is 210-956-7071.
956-7071. And the area code is 210.
That's correct, darling.
Okay. And so, what is the customer's policy number?
78-509-865-328.
Okay, so do you want to put the customer on the line so we can continue to get her some help?
Give me one. Sure, okay. Give me one second, darling.
Sure, thank you.
Does it work?
Did
you
hello?
Try it out?
It worked,
but yes.
Okay. May I know your name?
Yes, my first name is Amber.
Okay, so I was thinking I was going to be speaking to Merlene.
Yes, that's the policy holder, and she told me to call you guys.
Okay, so what is the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
It's gonna be a 2006 Chevy Equinox. I have it parked in front of a residency parking lot, and I had left the key like in the armrest. I couldn't stay because I have things to do. So.
Mhm. It's an Equinox.
Yes. Yes.
And what color is it?
It's a silver color.
All right, so you do know that you have to waive liability, that if the vehicle is unattended, you should agree that you waive all liability. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. And so what's the reason for the breakdown?
Well, the engine is overheating, and I'm not too comfortable driving it like that because I can get an engine blowout, and I'd rather not have an engine blowout than, yeah.
I hear you. I feel you.
You feel me?
All right. So, do you know if the vehicle still shifts out of park? Can you still shift the gears?
Yeah, it still shifts gears. It can go park neutral and all that. It's just the fact that, like, the engine was just, like, increasing, like, you know, just getting hot. It was like in the red zone, so
yeah,
you know,
I got
if you ride on a hot engine, it could probably blow out, and you know, you get me
right. Okay, so do you have an address to where the vehicle is left?
Yeah, I want to have it dropped off to my residency in San
No, I mean, do you have an address? Hold on 1 second, because I can't take it down anyway. Keys are in the car, right? Keys are in the car where?
In the armrest.
Is that the middle between the two seats?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like in the armrest. Like.
Okay, I got you.
By the passenger and the driver.
I just wanted to be sure. Okay, what's the address where the vehicle is located?
Okay, it's going to be 12000 South I-35 Frontage Road.
South 35 Frontage Road?
Mm-hmm. The code's going to be 78747, I think.
I'll see it. Okay, what city is that in?
City. That's in Austin.
How do you spell that?
Austin, Texas.
Oh, Austin. Austin. Okay.
Austin, it's A-U-S-T-I-N.
I got it. I didn't understand what you said at first, and when I don't, I just say spell it. But now I do understand you said Austin. Okay, so that's 12,000 frontage, 12,000 I-35 Frontage Road, Austin, Texas, 78747. And where did you want it to go?
I wanted to go to San Marcos. I have the address in handy. So it's going to be 1101 River Ridge Parkway.
Is River Ridge one word, or the space between river and ridge?
It's one word. Yeah, okay. It's one word. So river and a ridge just together.
Okay. So River Ridge Street, Boulevard, or just River
Parkway.
Ridge? Parkway. Okay.
It's River Ridge Parkway. Yeah.
Okay. And is that also in Austin, Texas?
No, this is going to be in San Marcos. So
San Marcos?
Uh-huh. Yeah. S-A-N space M-A-R-C-O-S. And then the zip code for that is going to be 78666.
Okay. Okay, and so what is that an address to? Is it a residence or a business?
That is going to be a residency.
Okay.
That address.
Okay. And so they will have no problems finding the vehicle, you know, being that no one's going to be there? Okay. With that address, they should have no problem. I'm asking. With that address, once they get around there, they should have no problem noticing it and finding it? Is there something they need to know?
Yeah, they should find it because it's like, well, it's right in front of the leasing office. So when they come in, it's going to be literally like right in front of the leasing office because that's where I left it at. And it's a silver SUV. And I have the license plate that they need to, you know, have it in handy so they can find the vehicle a little bit faster.
So it's in front of the leasing office.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just notating that. And when you get the text message from them, just give them a call and let them know anything that they want to know. All right. And so, because this is $50 that you're covered for $50, and you get one service every 3 months, we calculated this service to be a little more than your benefit, which is $50.
Okay.
So I would still have to call you back and let you know how much that's going to be before I accept. And so how would you guys pay? Would you pay? What option would you use? Credit, debit, or cash?
It's gonna be credit. I mean debit card.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and start making calls. And once I secure a provider, you should receive a text message.
What's the phone number that's linked to it? trying to make sure that I get the message.
Oh, okay. Let me see. I have the number you gave me in the beginning. It's 210-956-7071.
Okay.
That's
okay.
It?
That's mom's number. Yeah, that's my mom. That's the policyholder's number. But
okay.
Can y'all get my number so y'all can send me the messages since I'm the one that gets the service?
Yeah, what's your number? Huh?
Yeah, my phone number is going to be 210-906-6515.
Okay, and what's your name?
My first name, Amber.
Okay. So you're the policyholder's daughter?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and start making phone calls and After I secure someone, you'll receive a text message, okay?
Okay, that's fine. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You're welcome. Have a good one.
Okay. You too.
Bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Thank you.